Buddy, it's Alexander Larson with Bible Truth 23, back with another soul-winning tip. Today I want to talk about not arguing, okay? If the person you are preaching to rejects Scripture, just move on, okay? Because, again, we don't want to waste time, as I mentioned in the previous soul-winning tip, and we want to make good use of our time. And there are some people out there who are time wasters. You know, this is a term that has been as is common usage in my church of time wasters. We especially use that concerning Mormons, because Mormons especially are very unreceptive and don't want to hear, you know, what the Bible has to say. You know, even if they might sit through the gospel presentation, even if you're preaching them, a lot of people might argue. A lot of people just try to get off topic. And the thing is, if you're preaching to somebody and they're rejecting clear scripture, if they don't want to hear and receive what the Bible says, then just move on. See, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 48, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. So if somebody rejects God's words, Jesus says that they are not of God. Okay? Now, of course, if we're preaching to somebody who's unsaved, of course they're not of God. But some people just, again, aren't going to receive it, aren't going to believe what the Bible says, no matter what. And we have to believe the Bible in order to be saved. Okay? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're preaching the word of God to them and they don't believe, they don't have that faith, they're rejecting what you are telling them, whether it's, you know, the fact that they're sinners or the fact that they deserve hell, whether it's something about Jesus and who he is, or something about Jesus and what he did for us, the gospel, or if it's, you know, believe on Jesus Christ, maybe they don't agree with that. You show them a few verses, you show them two or three verses, and they say, well, I still don't believe that. You know, I think you still have to do good things. I still think you have to repent of your sins or go to church to get saved, then just move on, because you're not going to save everybody, okay? Not everybody's going to get saved. Some people just don't want to receive it. Some people don't want to believe it. So in those scenarios, you know, just move on. Now, I will say there are some people out there who might seem that they're arguing, but they might be genuinely trying to, you know, ask a question. They might be raising a genuine concern. And you have to have discernment in each scenario, okay? There's some people, again, who are complete false prophets and heretics who you show them what the Bible says, and they will deny it and say, no, I believe this. That's not true. This is what's the truth. And they'll say something that is against the Bible. Those people, don't waste your time with them. But if there's somebody who's just not getting it, if there's somebody who's just not understanding it, just try your best to go to more scriptures and use more illustrations to help them to understand it. You know, don't call them a heretic if they're just, you know, a little bit slow, or they're having a tough time understanding it, or maybe they ask a question, something like that. So you just want to have discernment in these scenarios, but don't waste your time arguing. Don't waste your time with people who don't want to believe what the Bible says. If they don't believe it, they're not going to get saved, okay? Because you have to believe in order to be saved. So if you show them, well, this is what you have to do to be saved, and they don't believe it, okay, don't argue with them. Don't start an argument. Don't stand there for 5 minutes arguing back and forth. If they don't want to believe clear scripture like John 3:16, like Ephesians 2:8 and 9, like Acts 16, 30 and 31, like John 6:47, like you know, John 11:25 and 26, among many other examples. If they don't want to believe those things, then that's their choice to not believe it. Okay, they're not just rejecting you; they're rejecting God. They're rejecting the Bible. So just move on to the next door and spend your time talking to somebody who is interested and actually, you know, isn't going to argue and actually will receive the words of God. So thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.